We are, pun intended, into the swing of things in the high school baseball season. Couple of games to tell you about from Monday. Opening loss to start the season for Villarica. Since then, 9 straight victories for the Cats. Number 9 came yesterday at the expense of Westlake. Villarica at home, a 12-2 thumping to Westlake. Big day for Cooper Robinson. He goes 3-for-3, 3 runs batted in, and he scored 4 times. Ben Gardner gets the win on the mound for the Cats. Harrelson County in a win over Mount Zion on Friday had 18 hits. Yesterday, they pounded out 17 more. 8-inning affair on the road. Extra innings, they win at Sardis High School in Alabama, 12-11 the final. Rebels had to put a run on the board in the 7th to force the extra innings. They scored 3 in the top of the 8th, hold off Sardis, who scored 2 in the bottom of the inning to win it. Luke Kilgore, 3 hits, couple of runs batted in. Caden Watkins had 3 hits, couple of those doubles. And Junior Hudson, 2 hits and 4 runs batted in. And it's now 4 straight wins for Harrelson County, 6-2 on the season. It's a busy day today, high school baseball. These are the scheduled games. Region encounters, they open region play, Heard County, the Braves hosting the Temple Tigers. Bremen starts region action on the road, taking on Pepperell. And Central back to region play today. They travel to face Monday's Mill. Harrelson County back to Alabama today. They'll play at Ranburn. Mount Zion also across the state line. They go to Wadley, Alabama to take on Wadley High School. And Bowden journeys to Rockmart for a matchup there with the Yellow Jackets. College basketball, big night for Georgia. Dogs seem to be back in the swing of the tournament, if you will, the NCAA tournament. And the Dogs got a big one again tonight. Need to win again on the road. They got their first SEC road win Saturday in Texas. Tonight, they're in Columbia, South Carolina, taking on the Gamecocks at 6 p.m. Final home day of the year for Georgia Tech. They entertain the Hurricanes of Miami tonight at 7 p.m. West Georgia baseball back at it today. They're 7-3 on the season. They got a midweek home outing against the Samford Bulldogs coming up this afternoon. And congratulations to the Carrollton Esports team. Last week, scored their 500th victory in the history of the program. That program debuted in the fall of 2018 as one sport with 2 teams and 12 players. Now they're up to 8 sports, 18 teams, and 76 members of the esports squad at Carrollton. They're 22-1 on the season after victories last week. For the Bain Dental Group and Graddick Sports, I'm Mike Parris.